Hello?
Yes, hi, good evening. My name is Claudia, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. Is this
okay.
Ms. Karen?
Yes.
Yes. Ms. Karen, basically what we're trying to do here is to see if maybe we could fill up a survey from you, if you will be interested at the moment, so we could continue with the process of this call, please.
Sure.
Sure. Yes. Thank you. Okay. So, and Karen, of course, you would like to take this in English, right? So, first of all, to register to vote in Fresno County, you are entitled, right, in Fresno County?
I am.
Yes. Great. And sex will be female, of course. And on March the 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for presidents, Congress, and California states. Legislatures, that elections for county offices will also be at March primary ballots. I know that it's long way, but of course, what are the chances that we are voting to March primary? Are you almost current to vote? Would you promote vote? Are you, the chances are 50-50? Or not to think that you will be voting this year?
100% be voting.
Okay, so of course. And you are certainly going to be voting, okay. And presidential primary elections, some people vote for presidents and state offices, but skip voting for city of county offices. When you vote in March primary elections, what are the chances of voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are
definitely.
You almost, are you
I'm
almost,
certainly going to vote for all local elections as well.
Okay, okay, great. And what year were you born?
1962.
Okay, thank you. Alana, please. Are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino?
Not in my household, no.
No. Okay. Yes. All right. So let's continue. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American? This is just questions. I'm sorry. Or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or specific insiders, or marshals, or another race not listed here?
No, I'm white.
Okay. So, like I said, this is just questions. Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are doing in the right directions, or do you feel things have gotten off out of the wrong track?
For in the county?
Yes.
I think they've gotten off track.
Off track? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So wrong track, that is. Okay. So I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. So please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Okay. So, well, which one of this most important in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor? Public infrastructures like roads and bridges,
mm-hmm.
public safety and crimes, homelessness, jobs and wages, housing affordably, enforcing a code of living, parental's rights in education, water policy, or others, or none, or do not refuse.
I guess of that list, it would be roads and infrastructure.
Okay, okay. I agree. Let's see here. Okay, so, okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures and like you, the rates of feelings towards each of one of the favorables, everywhat, affordables, favorables, I'm sorry, somewhat unfavorables, or every unfavorables if you have no opinions or have never heard of the persons, please say so. Okay. So
okay.
You yes. Will you say you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, or somewhat favorable or very favorable opinions. Okay, so do you say that unfavorable give it opinions? Steve Brand, very favorable.
Very what? Unfavorable.
Favorite,
the worst.
Okay, I see. Let's see here. And that is never heard. Okay, so, all right. So, all right. And Joe Biden, what would you say that will be? Favorable, what favorable, somewhat favorable, or very unfavorable, or no opinions? Or never
very heard? Favorable.
Very favorable? Okay.
Yes.
Yes. And Donald Trump, what would you say that is? Very favorable. What favorable?
The very worst. The most favorable.
I beg your pardon?
The most unfavorable.
Unfavorable.
Totally.
Okay, I
yes.
see. Okay, so, and Paul Dickens, is that very favorable? What favorable? What somewhat favorable or very unfavorable? No opinions, never heard of them, or do not refuse?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable? Okay, so let's see here. Okay, so Gary Bradfield, what would you say that will be? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion, never heard of them, or do not refuse?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Allow me, please. And Gavin Newsom, very favorable. What? Somewhat favorable. Somewhat unfavorable. Very unfavorable. Or no opinions. Never heard of him.
What was the name again?
That will be for Gavin Newsom.
Oh, Gavin Newsom. That would be, that's our governor. Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay, so allow me, please. Thank you. Okay, now thinking about the March primary elections, if the primary elections for Fresno County Board of Supervisors and the direct were held today, and candidates were Paul Dick, CPA, and County Access Recorder Steve Bardo, County Supervisor and Businessman Diane, is it Deanne? Deanne Bouncy. And the D on Board ACE, Bryce Herrera. And that will be Gary Berensfield, Businessman and City Council Member. For whom would you vote? Paul Dixon, CPA, and County Access to Recorder Steve Bounder, or County Supervisor and Business Deanne Brownies, Browse Herrera, Gary Banfield, or Businessman as City Council Members. Which one will you choose?
Out of the three, there's Paul Dictos, Steve Brandow, and Gary Bredefield.
Okay, okay.
Is that what you said? Those three
yeah.
names?
Yes.
I will not vote for any of them. I will vote for who's ever running against them.
Okay, so that's undecided, right?
No, I'm definitely not going to vote for any of them.
None of the above. Okay, I see.
All right. None of the above.
Okay. All right, so how will you rate the job being done by Steve Bradu as County Supervisor of Elections? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor. Okay. Let's move on. And how will you rate the job being done by Gary Branfield as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Extremely poor.
Okay, extremely poor. Okay, so let's see here. And thinking again about the March primary, I am going to read you some of the descriptions of the candidates from Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Okay, so will you be more or less to vote for these candidates of kind of candidates, I'm sorry, and the much more less likely. Okay, so that's going to be much likely. A candidate who will be more affordable high density housing options for North Fresno, such as apartments, buildings, and condos. Much
very
more,
likely.
Very likely?
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Okay. And a candidate who votes for double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or do not refuse?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely? Okay. So let's see. And candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, do not know, refuse.
Somewhat likely.
Okay. And candidate who is a Democrat, so much likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, do not know, refuse.
Very much likely, yes.
Okay, thank you. And a candidate who has led these efforts to remove pornographic materials from the county library. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, do not know, refuse.
Much less likely.
Okay. And a candidate who will work for to make Fresno County more business friendly with viewers, regulations, and lower business taxes. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, do not know, refuse.
Much less likely.
Much less likely? Okay, thank you. All right, so a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or do not know, refuse.
Somewhat less likely. That's
okay.
Bredefield.
Somewhat less likely, you said, right? Okay. And a candidate who is 80 years old, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, do not know, refuse.
Likely.
So much more
for a candidate. I will vote for a candidate that's 80 years old.
Okay, okay. All right, so next I'm going to read you a statement about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance. Will you vote for this candidate, okay? So let's start here. Gary Bearfield currently served a Fresno County Council, where fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as MAGA Republican, a defending our rights and freedom. Protect taxpayers and to step on for law enforcement. And our military, Brent Fields, will fight for honesty and transparency in the government. And he will ensure all rights and concerns are listening to and respected. After hearing the information, and will you say there is a good chance or fair chance of a small chance or no chance that you will vote for Gary Brandfield for county supervisor? Good chance, fair chance, small chance, no chance, do not know, refuse.
No chance. I hate him.
Okay, no chance. Thank you. Okay, Steve Brando currently served as county supervisor, where he has supported local business, cut red tapes, and lowest taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno from high densities snooting and fought for and kept the tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brown is a MAGA Republican who has led effort to remove pornographic materials from county libraries. Reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing what information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance, would you vote for Steve Brando for county supervisor?
No chance.
Okay.
Zero chance.
What?
Okay. Because of the libraries, from him trying to take books out, but they probably don't care about that.
Understandable. Paul Dictors currently served as Fresno County Assessor's Recorder. He's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has an experience of wasteful spending in close to counties, $14 million directed to directors will also work for reducing homeless populations, increasing affordable housing, fight crimes, and creating jobs, providing high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance or a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance that you will vote for Paul Dictors County Supervisor?
There's no chance.
No chance. Okay.
Because of the survey, hearing that he's grouping himself with those two, with Steve Brandow and Gary Bredefeld, that's why I will not vote for Paul Dictors now. Hearing that,
understandable.
Guys, I'm glad I had the survey.
Okay, I bet. Okay, so after hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County supervisors were held today and the candidates were poll directors, CPA, and county assessors, recorder Steve Brandu, county supervisor and businessman Diane Bandez, the on-board ACE, Brace Harris and her heir, UH, Gary Brandfield and businessman and city council members, for whom would you vote? Paul Dictors, CPA, and county assessors, and let's see here, recorders and Steve Branders, county supervisors and business, Diane Dion, Bountons, Bryce Herent, or Gary Brandfield's business and city council members. Which one?
Who were the two that weren't Bredefeld, Brandow, or Dictos?
That
who are the other two?
Paul Dictors, that's the CPA's assessors, recorders, and
Steve
Brandow's county supervisor businessman, and
Ian
Boundance. I have Bryce Harris and Gary Bernfield, businessman council members. Which one will you choose?
I will choose the people that aren't Bredefeld, Brandow, or Dictos. Those two other names.
You said Bredefeld?
No. Anybody but Bredefeld, Brandow, or Dictos.
Okay, so that will be either Beyond Boundance or Paul Dictors. Okay, let me read this again. Okay, so Paul Dictors, that's a CPA access.
He's a no.
He's a no. Okay, Steve Brando, county supervisor businessman.
He's a no.
He's a no. Okay, and there's Dion Valdez.
Dion Valdez?
Yes.
Okay, and then what was the other name?
Bryce Herrera?
Bryce Herrera, that's who I vote for.
Okay, Bryce Herrera. Okay, I see. Okay, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for cynical purposes, generally speaking. Do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, or what Democrat? Independent, Republican, or others? Or do not
I'm a Democrat.
You're a Democrat? Okay. Hold on, please. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Okay. And thinking political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderated, or conservative? Would you call yourself a very liberal, conservative, or somewhat liberal? Very liberal, somewhat liberal, or moderated, somewhat moderated? Are very conservative?
Moderate.
Very moderate, I'm sorry?
I'm moderate.
Okay, moderate. Okay, so what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I got an AA degree.
Okay, all right. So degree, okay, thank you. And do you currently own your home or rent? Your home or living with friends or family?
I own my home.
You own your home. Okay, I see. Thank you. All right, so we're finished. We basically have all the answers for this survey. Thank you very much for your time. Okay, you have a blessed night, Ms. Karen. Please take care, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Good day.
Bye-bye.